From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Rink Podcast, Draft Reaction, Free Agency episode, a continuation from yesterday's episode, BleedBlueShow.com. Audio archive episodes are on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. Wanted to say, even to continue on all the other stuff going around the NHL as well, will be a quick episode. Shout out to Ranger Prowl. Ranger Prowl joined us yesterday. You can check that episode out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Blog Talk Radio, so on and so forth, because the reaction of the number two pick, Kaapo Kakko from Finland. It's been a great draft alone for the Rangers getting the number two pick. I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you add them on to those lines that desperately need to score, because the Rangers were the bottom, towards the bottom of the league in goal scoring last year. The goal differential was disgusting last year. So the Rangers definitely came up with that as far as made a huge difference. You can add him into the top six. So when you have a roster right now, who knows? To RP's points last night, my point as far as Chris Kreider, what I'm going to do for Chris Kreider, who I think still has a lot of value in him. He's a homegrown Ranger. With Amika Zibanejad, you add in back to that line, this could be a nice top three on your front line, on your top line on the blue shirts. So, however you're going to play with Nemestikov, and you saw Lemieux come over in the trade last year from the Winnipeg Jets. And then, of course, you got Ryan Strom, who's played well since coming over in the trade from the Edmonton Oilers as well. So some of these guys have been on the block as far as trades and how they're going to pan out. Jimmy Vesey, a guy that kind of hasn't lived up to expectations, per se. Had an okay first year and a subpar second season with the Blue Shirts. Hasn't gotten it going for the most part. With all the hype coming out of college and all the teams that were wanting to acquire his services 2 years ago. But you have all the other guys that, you know, from the draft pick from the draft picks from 2017 with Elias Anderson and Philip Hedel. So this is a nice young core when you're talking about the forwards. The wings, you still have an additional scoring you could definitely add to the mix. This is going to open up for the defensemen when you're talking about Shattenkirk. Who knows the status of Mark Stahl and Brady Shea, and of course Trouba over in the trade from the Winnipeg Jets a week ago. So this is happy times for the New York Rangers, man. Definitely is happy times, man. And it was really good to really get the reaction from Ranger fans all over the NHL draft last Saturday, and also subsequently before with the pick and all that. So, nonetheless, you heard Ranger Proud last night. Could it be on tonight? And it's definitely thrilled. All the other moves in the NHL, I'll probably get to that a little bit later before we get off. I want to get Jessica on to get some Rangers talk, Rangers draft, and the excitement of the Blue Shirts. Jess, I got to get your opinion on draft pick at 2 on last Friday night up in Vancouver. How's your thoughts and how's everything, Jess?
Everything's good. Nice. I think it's going to be a great year for us. I'm hoping it's just as good as what the Yankees are doing now, because watching the Yankees has been awesome, and all of our prospects were at the game tonight with Tanner Glass.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh,
yep.
I realized that. Really?
Yep. They were all in the Bronx to watch the game. So they got to watch Judge and everybody play, Sanchez. Maybe that gave them some spirit, you know?
Or was it because they saw Jack Hughes taking a picture with Adam Sandler? Like, how is a New Jersey Devil, fresh off the draft, in the stands of Yankee Stadium? The Rangers better have responded when they saw that.
Actually, you know, I just think it was used because he was American. And being American, he was probably a Yankee fan. Adam Sandler was just happened to be at the game. He was the celebrity of the game the other night.
Yeah, yeah. I think me and Ranger Proud and I, we all talked about this last night. And this opens up the rivalry even more, man, because of the 1-2, how it went with the Devils and the Rangers. I mean, this is going to be another rivalry for at least another decade, as long as these guys stay on this respect.
Oh, yeah.
Team.
It's going to be like an Ovechkin-Crosby kind of rivalry, I think. Their first meetup is October 17th, and I'm sure it's going to be a sold-out crowd.
Yeah. That's going to be that's a potential. Just scheduled earlier today. That was that's going to be a tough ticket. I think that's on a Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. When I was looking at it earlier,
yeah.
They should make that a prime time game.
They're not playing on my birthday. I think it's a game after that, and I was like, oh crap.
Mm-hmm. You know how excited it's going to be to have Kapko with a Zibanejad, because eventually he's going to be on that top line. I mean, whoever the centers are going to be, you know. Or Ryan Strong played well, who's been bounced around.
Well,
on
but
the,
they got
you know,
so much youth coming up.
Yep.
You know, they've got so much youth coming up between Condrey Miller, Lundqvist coming up, Hedl. There's just so much youth and speed coming up that I really think they're going to be leaving Shattenkirk in the dirt.
You think he's going to be left in the dark, huh?
I think he's next. He's going to be considered old by this point with the youth we got on the team. And he didn't produce last season either. He hasn't had a really good season since he's came over to us.
Right.
He needs that breakout season, and he hasn't had it. So I can see him end up going on the block. Eventually, there's a few players. I think Kreider better watch his butt, too.
But, I thought Kreider last year had an okay year last year for his standards because of him staying healthy.
Oh, look at Pionk.
Huh?
Pionk got traded, and look at what look at some of the goals he produced.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little different because of him being a defenseman. Usually with the defenseman, it depends on your style. Do you want the stay-home blue line, or do you want a guy who's going to give
you
a lot
move.
Of points?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I thought Pionk was a warrior, and we got Trouba, and I wouldn't say I wasn't opposed to it. I question everything, all the moves that we do. a lot of Ranger – most Ranger fans do love the trade, and I'm not saying I don't like the trade, but, I mean, do you think Trouba is going to have that sort of impact like he did in Winnipeg that one year, this past year? Because I thought Winnipeg had a better quality of players. Do you think Trouba is going to come in and bring that same effect?
Because considering what they're paying Hayes now to play in Philly, I mean, seriously, he's going to be playing for AV again. They way overpaid for him.
I agree. Well, I agree with that. I don't understand what Philadelphia
AV
was doing.
Is trying to put together. AV thinks he's an Esposito and he's going to put together something like the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I don't see it happening.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of the Tampa Bay Lightning, I saw that JT Miller was traded to Vancouver. I was going to get to some of these moves. I have to catch up with some of the Lightning people down there as far as was that rent? They gave up on that experiment. Did they feel they needed a goalie? Did they feel that what happened in the playoffs that they needed to get stronger? With somebody behind that, maybe. That's why I think they had a lot of depth as far as I'm talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning. I thought they had a lot of depth. They weren't as physical. Mm-hmm. But if you talk about physicality, I mean, JT Miller is a grinder. He's a gritter. I thought that was a guy they kind of needed to keep. I don't know if they wanted to keep the contract or whatever, and get in the back goalie or a goalie and waiting nonetheless. But that was kind of interesting that I saw with the trade with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'll get to the other teams as well. But how's the Rangers? You think the Rangers, if they could stay healthy? I mean, that's a big if. Had injuries the last couple of
years.
Yeah,
if they can stay healthy, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
If they can stay healthy, that would be a plus. I think they've got speed. They've got youth. The only thing that worries me is they really, even with the trades, they really don't have much physical size.
No. No, they don't have that. The only guy that I mean, if you're talking about non-defensemen, you're talking about just the forwards. Brendan Lemieux has nice size. Chris Kreider will give you some hits, some size. But that's pretty
but
much
not big guys by nature.
Right. Correct. I mean, that's about it. I mean, that's really you're really only to get. And I'm tired of the experiment of having that extra defenseman when they bring in Brendan Smith.
Yeah.
Although he played a good, decent or halfway decent forward on the fourth line, but outside of that, you're right. The Rangers are not a physical team. They're not a. I don't think no team fears the Rangers like they used to the last couple of years. You know, before they were in the Stanley Cup window was open. You know,
mm-hmm.
Tanner Glasses and stuff like when you said like Tanner Glass, those type of guys. They don't. I don't think opposing teams fear the Rangers, and I think that could be an issue.
I agree.
Why would they not go towards that?
Honestly, I don't know. I see what we're trading for, and yes, we've got speed, we've got youth, but we don't have size and bulk. And when you play some of these teams, like, no offense, even Boston had more bulk when you look at them. You look at some of the teams in our Metro League, and they have more bulk. Then look across at Seattle. Those guys were huge.
Right, right.
And I'm not talking about how long their beards were. They looked like ZZ Top, but they all were huge.
They get hit and they can check.
Mm-hmm.
They can put a lot of pressure. They can put a lot on the boards. On the but, you know, we still have a lot of summer. We still have a lot of summer. We still haven't gotten to the depth of free agency. So, I mean, it's still a waiting game. And I think some of these moves by Gordon have been good. I mean, you know, we're going to see, like you said, a lot of the youth going to come up. I think Philip Hedl is going to have more of a breakout. I think he's going to get like 20 goals, 45 to 50 points. I think his game is going to open up. I thought we saw a little bit of flashes of him last year. What's your thoughts on Philip Hedl?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially now with the new rivalry between the Devils and the Rangers again. Even with, like, Zuban going now to become a Devil, that shocked me as far as moves. I really thought he was going to stay in Nashville. So now having him across the way at the Pebble is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, that's a team that's kind of took a step back because they made the playoffs two seasons ago. Kind of shot, but they had a lot of injuries too as well. But the Devils, like you said, making the trade with P.K. Subban, strengthening their defensemen. So he brings a lot to the table because he could play point on the power play. He's a top two defenseman. I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to be. He's not going to compete. So the Devils are looking at it probably, you know, we needed to get stronger. We're willing to pay money. We're willing to absorb his contract. No, ironic about this move, Jessica, because when I think of a P.K. Subban, you know, this is the type of player I think the Rangers would have acquired him. Then I would have been all for the buzz like what they did for Jacob Trouba. For instance, Jacob Trouba is a nice player, but I think a lot of Ranger players look at Trouba as if he is P.K. Subban or P.K. Subban-like, and I don't see that. So when Ranger fans argue with me on social media, they talk as – and this goes with both teams, the Knicks and the Rangers. Get a player, we hype them up more than what they really, really are. Like, not a P.K. Subban. See, P.K. Subban, you got a guy who's offensive-minded. He could play the power play. He's going to be on your first power play unit. He's a great skater. He's a veteran. He's been around for a while. He's going to reopen up things because I think the centers, honestly, on paper, the centers for the Devils are better than what the Rangers got, and they still got Taylor Hall, who was a former MVP from two seasons ago.
Yeah.
They are in a nice little position right now. with Nico Hischier, and then you got Kyle Palmieri and Taylor Hall and Travis Zajac. That's a nice little team that they could go to war. And they still have holes on that second and third line. But Adam and PK Subban. Yeah, they do. That's right.
Panarin's in town right now, so he's talking to all the teams.
What do you
think?
Matter
who's going to fess up the money. I think money's overrated. He's going to get overpaid no matter where he goes. And I think he's enjoying the bidding war, just like Hayes said. Hey, if you're going to go for the money, get it while you can.
Right.
I don't blame
him. Did the Rangers
going to
overpay? Do you think the Rangers are going to overpay?
I think any team that gets him is going to overpay because I think he's overrated. Just like you say, a Trouba might have a great season, but that look what I mean. Shattenkirk had a great season and then came to the Rangers and didn't. You know, JT Miller had a great season and then didn't. Everybody goes up and down.
Right.
Very rare that you have a person that stays at that high, at that level for a long time.
This is how I feel about Shattenkirk. I think,
Whitney's his girl, and Whitney would be on my case because she's a new rock girl, But I do feel that he has all heart, but unfortunately, he's got to produce more to make the money he's making.
Well, he's got to stay on that. He's got to be healthy. That's part of the issue. A lot of the issue is him, his health. Because I think there were some games first year when he came over. Like, the one game that really stuck out, you had been there. I'm 100% sure. Was the one you were down in Florida, at Sunrise, Florida? He had that breakout game in overtime. He showed out. But, the Rangers were going through a lot of transition because when guys are getting cheated off the team, like Hayes, Morello, it's kind of hard to really have a continuity. You can't, and you're injured. You're in and out of the line. And you got stuff. You don't know if younger guys are going to play. You don't know if Tony D'Angelo is going to play, or you don't know if you're going to be paired up with Brady Shea one night because it's going to be with Marcel.
Shea was doing really well for a streak, and then he went down, and then he went up again. He's not consistent as much as he used to be the first two seasons. And then you look at the goalie situation now. Besides having Lundqvist, they have Georgiev and Shestorkin coming up the line.
I agree. And I don't know what other – it's too many moving parts. See, the Rangers, it's like when you start to lose and you start to lose bodies, like everything kind of out the window. You're just throwing guys into the mix. So it's kind of hard to evaluate a team when you're not, you don't even have a plan to kind of pretty much throw it away. You're kind of rebuilding. So I can't, I understand what Ranger fans are mad at Anchor or Kevin Anchor, why they're upset. But to me, it's kind of hard to evaluate certain players when you're told by management you're trying to, not tame, but you're throwing it away. You see younger guys get into the liners. To me, it's still the jury is out. I still think we can have some miles on the tires with Kevin Chak. I think he could be a productive defenseman, especially we're going to need him on the power play. I mean, that's an area that's going to need a lot of work.
Absolutely. The power play and the face-off.
Yeah, the face-off. Oh, man, the face-off is – I don't know we're going to get the percentages as far as winning the face-offs because Kevin Hayes was the best guy we had on the team, and he's gone, right? Do you see some of these guys winning a lot of the face-offs? Historically, they haven't been. Zibanejad has been okay, but all these other Rangers like Tito Anderson. Some of these draft picks that we have from 2017. You think Elias Anderson is going to find a role with this team in coming up this season? We hope so. What about Kratzoff? How he's, you talk about some of these younger guys. You throw them in? They're going to produce right away. I don't see it, but it'll be exciting. See how they would gel.
I can't wait till September.
What about David? How do you feel about the head coach?
at David Quinn. I actually like him. I think he's good with youth coming out of a college situation.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
they respect him more than they respected AV. I think they respect him and look up to him more than they look at, like, Lindy Ruff or any of the other coaches.
Right.
I think he commands the respect. I think adding, you know, Tanner Glasnow out of the situation kind of, you know, I think will be a plus for things. I'm actually very excited for the new season. I'm like, yeah, let's go Rangers.
So the schedule comes out. We saw Winnipeg.
It
was
did.
The first game at home. It's a tough one. Winnipeg, they're actually going through a lot of changes, too, especially with their defense. Obviously, you got our defenseman and Neil Pionk, and they don't know the situation with Myers. Doug Bufflin's been there for a while. Open the night on the carpet on the Thursday. Now, it's going to be hard because we got to see who's going to be on this final roster. But I know forwards-wise, Winnipeg is a lot they're very talented. They're a talented team.
Yes,
you got the Ottawa game on the road. I got to go back and really look at the schedule, but I think it was really the next game on the road. Oh, another team that's really rebuilding. That team was in shambles last year. But I think this is going to be more of an exciting product because I think the Rangers are going to be in a lot more games because of the potential of scoring goals, like Kratzoff coming back over from Russia, and you add in Katko. I mean, that's two guys right there off the bat. So you pair them, maybe they can make a guy like Brett Howden better because Brett Howden had a lot of struggles last year. It wasn't like it was in Tampa. What young player on this team you would like to see excel?
Oh, obviously, Hedl, I think, would be amazing. I'd like to see Elias Anderson do well this year. Kratzoff, I think, has done well, and I think will continue. As long as they stay healthy, I think we really, like I said, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see these young guys play.
Do you think we have the most out of Zibanejad?
I love Zibanejad. I think he'll do phenomenal.
Do you think we got the most out of him? Because that last year was his best year by far. But he has that in him again?
Absolutely. I think he strives and he hammers himself down. I think he's extremely disciplined. I think he knows how to have fun and put that balance in life that a lot of people can't get, you know?
Right.
I really think he really has that balance. He looks very calm on the ice, like he's in his own, you know, zone. And I think that's great. A lot of hockey players look like they're uptight on the ice. He just, like, kind of goes with it. He always looks like he's flowing, you know, and talent flows.
That October schedule for the home, because you got two games and three nights. One home.
I have the whole schedule, Steve. I can send you a copy if you want.
Oh, no, I got it. I have it.
Oh, okay.
What I was saying is the way they did it, because it was kind of weird, because after the first two games, you don't play for another week. and that's a home game versus the Oilers, for whatever reason. And then you got the Devils, like you said, and then, of course, the Capitals. These are winnable games. You can get the points. But like we said, we got to get the final roster, because you don't know who's going to come out of camp hurt. We don't know. You know, whatever other pieces we're going to sign. So this is not a complete roster yet. But what we see as far as you, this is a nice start, man, because that draft pick was everything for the Rangers. That was a game changer.
Either way, we were winners. Whether we got used or Capo, so.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, like we talked with Ranger Pride, we talked with RP, you know, getting the number two guy coming, you know, winning that pick was everything. That speeds up the rebuild process.
Some people compare it even better than the number one this year.
I mean,
at the juniors and things like that, he actually produced more.
Yeah, I get that. No, all I'm saying is, I mean, the Rangers were fortunate enough to get up to number two, because, you know, I didn't think they were going to get that high in the lottery selection, you know, to get
awesome.
Number two. That's my point. And for the fact that in this draft, they landed where they landed, because you go back to past drafts, I mean, the Rangers for years, I mean, out of 2017, they usually, you know, the cliche draft or the Chris Kreider draft, I mean, there was some other drafts that the Rangers didn't have nothing to work with in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I can remember, and then all the other draft picks that we made after Capco on Saturday, we talked about, me and RP talked about it yesterday, and, you know, there's some potential for some of these guys with a year or two to pick up the roster in 2020-21. So this is a bright future for the Blue Shirts, and we can keep the spending down. And this is that kind of worrying me, Jessica, as far as cap, not cap go up there. I mean, if we overpay players, and that's some of the trap that Rangers used to have with paying old. That's the Rangers used to pay older players and pay them high, and that used to set us back. This is before the Tortorella situation. We came over from the Lightning. Jessica, you got any final thoughts on the draft? How did you love the draft experience at the Garden on Friday?
Oh, I think you had fun too, Steven.
It was great. It was great.
It was an electric atmosphere at the Garden. Seeing Nick R.J. Barrett come out in a Ranger jersey.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
And I'm just getting into basketball. Let me tell you, the place was just on fire, and I just hope that it just carries on through the season.
I said, Kristen from KGYR said, hey man, you know, I would love a Kako Knicks jersey and an RJ Barrett Rangers jersey. I would love that. They don't even play mm-hmm. in the, you know, they play, you know, the Knicks and the Rangers, they're roommates. We all know this. So, you know, a custom-made Capco jersey for the Knicks, an RJ Barrett Rangers jersey, I'll be good with that. That would be awesome. That's the thing, man.
He looks good in blue.
Yeah, they both would look good in the opposite.
He had the size.
Right. He sure did. He's 6'7". And then arguably, and that's something we're going to talk about tomorrow's podcast with the Knicks, is It's a real debate. Who's the better scorer for their respective score? That's a legitimate debate. Is Capco better with the Rangers or RJ Barrett with the Knicks? That's a debate. You can have that debate, man. Because both of them are lethal.
Oh man, that could be a debate. Two different total sports, but both
right.
of them quite unbelievable performance
right.
athletes.
And yeah, I think both are going to be awesome. Jessica, thank you for coming on, for talking the rink as we wrap up on this episode. Because we'll be back next week. Because the week after that, after our bye week for the holiday, we'll know, you know, where most of these free agents will have landed. Ranger Proud and I will be back in two weeks from now on this Tuesday on the free agents and where they have gone, and then all, you know, the camp stuff in Buffalo, New York as well, and how that's going to go as well. Thank you for coming on and talking the Rink Podcast on the Draft Reaction free agency episode, because, man, this is going to be an exciting time, especially within our division.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Steve.
And thank you for everything and all you've done for the the Rangers fans, KGYR, and then also the invite on the Garden stuff, too. That was awesome on last Friday. This episode of with Jessica and myself will be on iTunes, Podcast Public, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. Like we said, with all our podcasts, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week is our bye week. You got the Knicks on Wednesday and football on Thursday with Chris. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Jessica, have a good one. See you on the Threads talking Blue Shirts. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.